Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details. Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry. We were looking for Chumba Casino.
That's right. Chumbacasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
The big wireless companies sold you an outdated plan tied to long-term contracts and mystery fees. Simple Mobile's different. You get a lightning-fast 4G LTE nationwide network with no contract, ever. And keep the phone and number you love. Just text the word BYOP to 611-611 to see if your phone is compatible. Simple Mobile. Out with the old, in with the simple.
Standard text message and data rates may apply based on your mobile phone service. Please refer always to the privacy policy at simplemobile.com/privacy policy and the terms and conditions at simplemobile.com/terms and conditions.
Blog Talk Radio.
Oh, mama, I'm in fear for my life from the long arm of the law.
Got miles to go before we sleep.
Lawman is putting an end to my running, and I'm so far from my home.
We will not go gently. We're going to unleash hell here in December.
Oh, mama, I can hear you a-crying. You're so scared and all alone.
Hey, somebody fix this guy's buckle. I don't need to play football.
Coming down from the gallows, and I don't have very long.
Today, where I believe it was Dirty Red, Tyler Medicavich said, man, what I would do to see the screen go black and just hear the opening lines of Renegade, Oh Mama. And you know what? We got to hear it. And Tyler, Dirty Red, if you're listening to the show, you could have got it today, just like that. And what show is that, my friends? Well, it is the Steeler Hangover with Tony DeFeo and Brian Anthony Davis from BehindTheSteelCurtain.com, part of SB Nation. Now, my friends, I know you're saying, hangover. How are you hungover from a Steeler game? Are you still worried about December 12th? I'm not worried about the 23rd. I'm not worried about the 30th when the Browns, you know, choked up against the Ravens and the Steelers were sent home for the playoffs. It's just a hangover. It's hangover from the week that was in Steeler Nation, and that's what we're going to talk about today. And in the lines of Renegade, They talked about wanted man. And you know what? During free agency, in the first week of free agency, the Steelers came up with three wanted men. And a few Steelers were wanted men on the other side of it, too. So before we discuss all that, I've got to welcome my good friend, the biggest fan of Lou Bega and Mambo Number 5 that you'll ever meet, Anthony Defeo. How are you, my friend?
Hey, Brian. I am very good, very good. That's the first time I've ever been called the biggest fan of that guy, but I guess it's my own fault. So happy Monday, and I can't wait to talk some free agency and some other things with you this week.
So, you know what? I am not a big fan of – I probably shouldn't be saying this, but I hate April Fool's Day. I just – because it's for amateurs. Everyone goes out there and tries to screw around. And I know a few of us have written some funny articles. I've never done the April's Fool Day article, but – I tell you what I would be doing today if it was April Fool's Day. I would be writing the biggest article concerning the Pittsburgh Steelers going after Vontez Burfict just to see the entire comment section explode, because Vontez Burfict is indeed a free agent after the Cincinnati Bengals let him go today. Tony, let's start off the show right away. Should the Steelers go after Vontez Burfict? Fact or fiction, they should.
Fiction, but you should write an article about it, Brian, because people will fall for it. I'm telling you, they'll fall for it. You could put April Fool's right there in the article, and they'll still fall for it. And on social media, you'd love it.
It'll be worse than, here's the problem with that. That's, since it's not April Fool's Day, that just takes credibility away. Then next thing you know, you're Ian Rappaport, just spewing out lies. But, I'm still salty from that and the whole Buffalo thing, blowing up that trade. But yeah, that's for the archives now. But let's just say, a part of me would just love it if they went and picked up Vontez Burfict just to have Steeler Nation go absolutely insane. It would be. I'm a part of Steeler Nation. I love it. But the comment sections would be alive. People would be losing their absolute ever-loving minds, Tony. And it would be just like, if I wrote that article, it would be just like a few years ago. I mean, we're veterans now. 2015, when both of us wrote a Michael Vick article, and people went insane. The Ronies would never bring in Michael Vick. You're disgusting. I got hate email.
Oh yeah.
And I was just brand new to the site, and I was like, oh my gosh, what is this? I'm showing my wife. I'm like, I don't know if I can handle this. And like, I quickly got over it. Now I'm on the other end. I just want to mess with people. I don't think Vontez Burfict would be coming to Pittsburgh, but hey, that is an inside linebacker, and he's got a little nasty edge. That would be interesting if they would decide to go do that. I just don't see it happening at this point. I see him more as an Oakland Raider.
Yeah, it's about the only team that could probably be willing to take him now, Raiders. I mean, 5 years ago, it would have been great, because that was before – that was 5 years less of his antics. So, yeah, that would have been great. But, not now. I think he's pretty much done. And I think, like you said, it would be Michael Vick and Chicago from 2 years ago combined if they would actually do that. I mean, you would have people.
Ooh, we were
back
together
Jack
for
Lambert
Chicago,
jerseys.
Yeah,
people sending back their Jack Lambert jerseys. That's how mad they would be. I mean, it would. There's no way it would do it. But who knows? Strange things have happened. But I guess with Mark Barron now in the fold, I guess we don't have to worry about that taking place.
No, so that's, you're jumping right into it, Tony Defeo. So that's exactly what we're talking about. The theme of the show tonight are the moves that the Steelers have made. The Ravens and Browns have made huge moves, and we all know that. I mean, from Odell Beckham Jr. to an unheralded one, which I think is just as huge as Olivier Vernon from the New York Giants on that defensive line. They brought a lot of people in. the Ravens brought in huge names like Earl Thomas III. They brought in Mark Ingram II. Maybe they'll bring in you know what? What's funny, they have Willie Snead IV too. So
yeah.
Now they need somebody to pick. I just thought of that. I mean, I didn't even think of this. Wasn't in notes. Well, they have a second, a third, and a fourth. And I guess they have. I guess that leaves them with Lamar Jackson I. That's really interesting. I just impressed myself, and that happens never. With that being said, I'm giddy. The weather feels spring-like out there. It is a new league year. The Steelers brought in Mark Barron. They brought in Steven Nelson. And they brought in Dante Moncrief, which the big needs, we knew what they were. Cornerback, wide receiver, inside linebacker. Those were the big names in the draft. So bringing in these guys, are they big enough moves, Tony, in a suddenly potent North Division of the AFC to compete?
I think so. I mean, I think they're big enough moves because, you know, there are three veterans, there are three guys that are still fairly young, and there are three guys that have started in this league. So, you know, and I think they can come in and do a decent enough job. I mean, they're not going to put them over the top, but they can definitely come in and compete. And Steven Nelson, especially, I really like that pick because he's a veteran corner. He's coming into a second contract. You put him alongside Joe Hayden, boom, that secondary looks a lot better now.
So you wrote a fantastic article this week about Steven Nelson, the Steelers bringing in Steven Nelson, ended up being a perfect Steeler move. I'm not sure exactly what you called it, but can you elaborate on that?
I said it was it's solid. He's not a big splash signing. People aren't going to go, oh my God, they won free agency because they signed Steven Nelson, because that's not what the Steelers normally do. But he's on the second year of his contract, or his second contract. He's 26, and he's got upside. And, you know, he still has room to grow, right? And he was pretty productive last year. So he's like Mike Mitchell. You know, Mike Mitchell, he didn't live up to Brian Clark. He wasn't that kind of player. But when he came in here, I mean, he looked like he was going to be that kind of guy. And I think bringing those kind of players in here, players that are young, players that have already been productive, and they're coming under, you know, a second contract, then I think you're going to hit on them more than you miss. And I think that's what I really like about this deal. It's a guy that you're going to put him right alongside Joe Hayden. He's probably going to start 14, 15 games, you know, barring injury, 16 games. And he makes the secondary that much better. He makes it deeper because you don't have to worry about bring in guys like a Cody Sensible. He could be a good depth guy for you now. So there's a lot of reasons to like that deal, I think.
Now, you brought up Brian Clark, and I was saving that before you brought him up. He was the guy I was going to talk about. When the 2006 free agency period was going on, right after the Steelers won the Super Bowl, they lost Chris Hope. And they brought in Ryan Clark. And at the time, I'm like, who in the world is this guy? And I live in Redskins territory. I live in Steeler territory and Raven territory. So, and at the time, it was a Redskin. I'm like, I don't even know who this guy is. And I thought I knew a lot about the Redskins. And I was like, whatever. I mean, just another bum. Bring him in. I felt the same way when they brought in Brent Alexander in free agency. And he was pretty good for the Steelers back in the early 2000s. In that great 13-3 2001 season, he had four interceptions, and he was really good on the back end. So the reason I bring that up is you don't need huge names in free agency. You need pieces of the puzzle. And the Steelers have always been really good at that. And I remember, I think it was 2009, when the Redskins brought in Albert Haynesworth for just a ridiculous amount of money. It was you expected them to go on and say, we just won free agency. So I was listening to Redskin radio at the time before I discovered iHeartRadio and and radio.com to listen to Pittsburgh radio online. And I'm listening to it, and they're like, what a horrible move. These guys were really upset. And one of the things that they said is, why can't the Redskins be more like the Steelers or the Patriots and bring in piece of the puzzle guys? Bring in not the biggest names, but guys that just could help. And this free agency haul really seems like guys that could help, piece of the puzzle guys. So when you're talking about piece of the puzzle, Dante Moncrief, is he a number one receiver? People are laughing at me. They're like, oh, so Dante Moncrief's going to replace Antonio Brown. No, he's not. He's not going to come close to replacing Antonio Brown. Dante Moncrief needs to replace either the third wide receiver or Juju Smith-Schuster. That's what he needs to do. He needs to push James Washington in camp and push himself to go ahead and go after that number two spot. Juju's in that number one spot. Juju is not Antonio Brown. However, he could be in the arena, somewhere among the landscape of a great number one receiver. He reminds me so much of Hines Ward, and we talk about that all the time. And Hines Ward was a guy they kept trying to replace. As you recall, he wasn't just a third rounder. He was the second third rounder picked in the 1998 draft. In 1999, the number one selection of the Pittsburgh Steelers was wide receiver from Louisiana Tech, Troy Edwards. In 2000, the number one pick of the Pittsburgh Steelers, and I'm talking, I believe it was number eight overall. It was that high. It was Plexico Burris, a wide receiver out of Michigan State. And they kept bringing in guys to replace Hines Ward, and Hines Ward outlasted them all. So when I see a guy that wants to be a Steeler for life and has that same kind of juice with the fans, that's why I'm in love with Juju. Look, we're not saying you have to replace Antonio Brown. You just have to be the number one option for the Pittsburgh Steelers. And Dante Moncrief as a number two will take people away, take double teams away from Juju Smith-Schuster. Because this is a guy, I mean, he's big, 6'2", and he's fast. He could take the top off of defenses. Sure, he's going to have some drops, but you're not going to want to leave him alone too often, Tony, are you?
No, I mean, he's big, he's physical, he can get downfield, and hey, if he was good enough to replace Antonio Brown, he wouldn't have never made it to free agency. He would have been franchise tag. Just ask Le'Veon Bell, right? Those kind of free agents don't make it to free agency. So we talked about this before. You're not looking for him to get 100 catches. You're looking for him to get 60 or 70 or 50, whatever. You know, it's more going to be like a team effort now. And he makes the receiving corps better than it was last week. And, you know, now you have a veteran presence on the other side of Juju Smith-Schuster, and you have Eli Rogers back in the fold as your slot guy. You have Switzer now. You have obviously James Washington. So your receiving corps going into the draft, before the draft is even here, looks a lot better. And I like it. You know, I like the fact that they went out and they found a number two guy who already has played with a good quarterback in Andrew Luck in this league, and he's going to be playing with the best quarterback of his career. And who knows? Maybe he it's another Jericho Cotchery. He's a nice veteran receiver who, when he's a free agent in 2 years, you don't want to see him go.
You know, that's very well said. Now, my next thing that you kind of segued into is the fact that you're looking at the draft. And I don't think that's just those wide receivers you mentioned are going to be just the guys that they go into the season with. I still think they're going wide receiver early in the draft. I still think they can go cornerback very early in the draft. And I don't think that they're going to be able to go inside linebacker early in the draft now, because, you know, the stock with free agent moves, the stock has just really skyrocketed. for guys, the Devons, for Devin White and for Devin Bush. And a lot of people would love to see Devin Bush drop to the Steelers at 20, or they'd love to see the Steelers trade up for one of those guys. But I think you might have to trade up to 12, because with Burfict gone from Cincinnati, they were already linked to an inside linebacker. Now it seems like they're definitely going to go one of these guys early. So, you know, what are you thinking here? Do you think that with Mark Barron being in the fold and having Bostic in the fold as well makes them not have to go inside linebacker, makes them not have to trade up for an inside linebacker, save the defense?
It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woo-hooer, a hand clapper, a high-fiver? I kind of like the high-five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At ChumbaCasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino-style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses, so don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void or prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry. We were looking for Chumba Casino. That's right. Chumbacasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Or do they need to do that?
I mean, I think the thing about these three moves is, you know, you add, like you said, you add veterans to each position, guys who can come in and start right away. But what it also tells you is you can still go after each one of those positions early in the draft. But like you said, if they're going to go after one of the Devons, they're going to have to move up. But they do have 10 picks this time around. And you know, what are the chances of all those guys making the team? Very slim, right? So maybe they package, you know, their first and maybe one of the thirds. How many thirds do they have? I don't even know. So, and move up to. Okay, so maybe you package one of those and you move up to into the top 15. You know, you're obviously not going to be able to trade with a Cincinnati or anybody like that. But if you can get up there and get a Devin Bush, because you're probably not going to get Devin White. He's probably gone way too early. So, I think, you know, you could. Those three positions are still on the board, but if they're going to go inside linebacker, I don't see them being able to get one unless they trade up or unless they reach, you know, at this point, because it looks like there's only two from what I can tell that are good enough to be drafted in the top 20, but I could be wrong. I'm certainly not a draft expert.
There's a kid from Alabama named Mac Wilson, who is, I think he's projecting more of a second rounder.
Yeah.
So he's a guy that they can go ahead and get in the second round. I just think there's a huge drop-off from the Devons to anybody else in this draft. And if it's a Devon, I don't care which one. I like Bush just as much as I like White. I think these guys are both really, really promising prospects. But keep in mind, with the draft, everybody's a promising prospect if you're looking at them being a first-round pick, and we see first-rounders fall off. And you're also looking at the fact that the Pittsburgh Steelers just brought in the 7th overall pick from, I believe it was the 2012 draft. They just brought this guy in, or maybe it was 14. Maybe it was 2014 draft. But so they brought in a guy that it wasn't 14, because 14 was when Tampa Bay selected Evans, Mike Evans. So it wasn't then. So it might be 12 or 13 when he was brought in. But, you know, Mark Barron, now does his presence now make it that it's not a horrible thing if you take a wide receiver in the first round now?
No, I think you could definitely go that route, especially if the two Devons are gone, which they're almost certainly going to be. You know, like you said, you can get a Mac Wilson in the second round at this point, unless his stock rises. So yeah, you could definitely go receiver or corner and not feel bad about it, because those are still two positions that you have to, you need higher pedigree players, you know, for 2019 and beyond. So no, I think they can still land a veteran receiver in free agency, like a Jordy Nelson or somebody like that. But even if they still do that, you know, it wouldn't be the worst thing in the world if they went out and targeted a receiver in the first round and selected him. If it's of great value, of course, the value has to be there regardless of what position. You don't want to reach, and you're not really prone to do that. So, but I wouldn't be opposed to that right now. No, not unless Devin Bush was there and they bypassed it, which would just blow my mind.
That would blow my mind as well. But I think each one of these guys, bringing each one of these guys in, makes it so you can go best player available in the first round now, where you're not. I mean, because Mark Barron doesn't solve all of their problems, Tony, and we both know that. But you know, I also remember a situation when the Pittsburgh Steelers brought in a former first round pick who was the eighth overall pick in a draft, and that was James Ferrier. And he solved problems for a lot of years. Not saying Mark Barron is potsy in any way, but I think bringing these guys in makes you go ahead and feel more comfortable about getting the best player out there. And that could very well be a position that we haven't talked about, and that's a tight end. They could do TJ for the second time in third year, 3 years, and go TJ Hockenson from Iowa. That guy looks like the next Gronk.
Well, if they can do that, then they have my blessings. That's for sure. Yeah, I mean that's another position they probably have to try to find a veteran backup in free agency now that Jesse James, the Outlaw, is gone. So, you know, I know Vance McDonald's still pretty young, and he still has a couple of years left on his contract, and he had sort of a breakthrough year last year with them. But if they can find the next Gronk, sign me up.
Now, you know, so the bottom line of the whole thing is that, you know, you're not desperate at draft time like you were last year. It seemed like you were, and you were desperate for an inside linebacker and didn't even touch it. Just because the chips didn't fall to you. So this is going to be a really interesting next 5 or 6 weeks leading up to the draft. And I feel so much more comfortable going into the season than I actually do last season. Now, the losses are well publicized. You know, of course, Le'Veon Bell, you lost him. But here's the thing about Le'Veon Bell. You lost him a year ago. You didn't have him last year at all. And they filled that hole. Now, can it be done again? But, you know, I just don't know. I just don't know if he can keep going. I really hope he can. And I know he has the heart to go ahead and do it. Or that might be a platoon. And we talked about a situation before. In 1995, they go to the Super Bowl. They lose in the Super Bowl, but they go in the Super Bowl with two guys that weren't Barry Foster. They were Eric Pigram and they were Bam Morris, and they got them there. So Maybe Samuels and Connor could do the same thing. So when you say you lost two of the best players in the league, you really didn't. You lost one, because you really can't count Le'Veon Bell. Maybe I might be crazy, but he was already lost to us. Then you look at Antonio Brown. Yeah, that is really a tough set of shoes to fill. However, you know, it looks like they have a plan in place, and I guarantee you there's going to be a high draft pick there. And at this point, if they go wide receiver number one, no one's going to complain at this point, because a week ago, actually 4 days ago, 3 days ago, before the Mark Barron thing even possible, I mean, it was inside linebacker or bust. Now it just doesn't seem to be, and there are some huge options at wide receiver there. I think that would be absolutely amazing to get a guy like DK Metcalf. I don't think he's going to be there. I think his stock's rising, just like Devin White and Devin Bush. But there are some really big names. A.B. Brown is DK's. You've got DK and A.B. No, not A.B. A.J. Brown. Is it A.J. Brown or A.B. Brown? I think it's A.J. actually, for Mississippi. And he's along with Metcalf there. He wants to be the next A.B. in Pittsburgh. He said, just give me a different number. I would kind of love to take A.B. Brown and give him 84. So just to laugh at all the people that just burned the jerseys. And because I've got two, and I'm not burning them. But I will give you one if you want one, Tony. I mean, I'll give you that, and I'll give you my I still have a Jarvis Jones that I still have around. You can have my Jarvis Jones jersey as well. It's not too worn. But, you know, so many options for the Steelers. What's your feeling, though? Can they hang with the Browns with the huge upgrade that the Browns made? And can they hang with the Ravens bringing in Earl Thomas and Mark Ingram?
I never thought that. Well, as far as the Browns, I never thought I'd be asked that question. But yeah, I think they can. I think they can hang with the Browns and the Ravens because they still have the best quarterback in the division. And as we all know, the league is driven by quarterbacks. I mean, that's not anything groundbreaking. But yeah, they can hang with both of those teams because, first of all, you know, you and I have watched a lot of football and we've seen a lot of super teams get put together in the off season, and those teams not really do much in the regular season. I mean, it's more common than not, actually. So, you know, I like what the Browns have done. Don't get me wrong. I mean, Beckham, and they have a great young defense. There's no question about it. I mean, how many sacks and takeaways did they have last year? And Baker Mayfield certainly looks like the real deal. And now you add another weapon alongside Jarvis Landry, Nick Chubb, and that tight end that they got. So they could be a formidable foe, but you just don't know because Baker Mayfield is such a wild card yet because he's only going into his second year. As far as the Ravens, has there ever been a better marriage than and Earl Thomas? I mean, he's like the perfect Raven defender. But Lamar Jackson, you just don't know. You don't know what he's going to do next year because he's so unproven as far as a passer in this league. He just is. You know, he's proven he can do it with his legs, you know, but you just don't know what he can do with his arm, you know, in a full season. Until he proves that he can do that, then I'm not going to be too high on the Ravens. So, yeah, I think the Steelers definitely can hang with both of those teams. I think they can still find a way to beat both those teams off for the AFC North. I'm not ready to concede annual supremacy to either one of those teams just yet.
And another thing about the Ravens is they still have a lot of holes to fill. They've got to do something at wide receiver. And in fact, I think they need to pick a wide receiver in the first round of the draft. I think that's paramount because they're really bad at wide receiver. We were joking about him just because of the number in his name, but Willie Snead IV is their best wide receiver at this point. And the other guys, and I got to tell you, I feel like I know football and I know a lot of players, but this name is just, I mean, the names on the depth chart right now in Baltimore are just, you know, a picture of anonymity. They really are. So, the Ravens made a big splash with two huge names, but I just don't think huge names are what that team needs. I think they need more puzzle pieces as well. But that's just my opinion. And the Bengals, the Bengals have been bringing in, wow, I don't know what's going on there. but it just looks like I've seen fantasy owners that could probably run a team better than how that team's being run right now. I just don't know if they have any rhyme or reason at this point. So with that being said, that's the state of the AFC North, and it looks like, I'm going to ask you one more time, so you think the Steelers can go ahead and not only hang but win this division?
Oh, I absolutely think that they can do that. Yeah, I mean, you mentioned the running back position. Well, I mean, they proved last year they can replace Le'Veon Bell. The only question is, can James Conner stay healthy for a season? So I'm not really worried about that. They have the best offensive line, or one of the best. They obviously have a great defensive line. Their secondary just got better. You know, the only question is, you know, can they fill that? Can they make up for the loss of Brian Shazier, you know, with a second free agent? Last year they tried with John Bostic. It didn't quite work out so well. They tried with Morgan Burnett. It didn't quite work out as well as they thought. Maybe Mark Barron can come in and play both of those roles, because that's what he's known for. You know, so the only question after that is, can they replace Antonio Brown? No, they can't. But can they make up for him? Yeah, I think they can. So I do think they can hang, and they can compete and be a playoff contender, if not more, this year.
Are the moves done, Tony?
I mean, I don't know how they do it. I mean, I don't know how Omar Khan does it. It seems like they had nothing left under the salary cap. So I mean, they've been kicking the can down the road for so long that I think there's still room for them to bring in, like I mentioned earlier, a veteran receiver, you know, like a Jordy Nelson or a Randall Cobb, you know, if they're cheap enough, or a veteran backup tight end. I think they have to go after somebody there, because I don't think there's really much behind Vance McDonald. And maybe even a veteran running back as an insurance policy, a la C.J. Anderson last year, because, you know, after James Conner and Jalen Samuels, there really isn't a whole lot there that I can remember from the end of last season. So no, I don't think the moves. A few more pieces at the right price.
I'm sorry you cut out there a second. I thought you were done. I apologize. And you know I'm a big Seinfeld fan. I on the show and on articles, and I'm going to quote Seinfeld one more time. And I say this with a staunch record of heterosexuality, but I love, and if I were single, I would marry Omar Khan. And you know why? Because he would balance the budget in my house. I would never have – the bills would be perfect. We would have a great budget, and I would be saving for retirement, and I'd be in really good shape. That's what I'm saying. I seem to lose Tony there.
I'm still here.
Oh, there you are. I'm sorry. I didn't hear your response to that, my friend.
I'm just saying, he's a wizard. I don't know how the man does it, but I mean, whenever Kevin Colbert, if he does decide to hang him up, there's your new general manager. And even if Kevin Colbert stays around for the next 20 years, I would pay Omar Khan whatever he wants to stay in his current position, because I don't know what they would do without that guy.
I would make Omar Khan a president or a vice president of the team. That's what I would do.
Exactly. There you go.
That's how, and you know what? I might not be able to pick him out of a lineup. I don't even know if I've ever seen Omar's picture. I know I've seen him in the media guide, I'm sure. But the guy is just a genius, and people just don't realize that. But maybe he would just come and hang out with my wife and I and just balance our budget and help us get a retirement plan. I guess I need Omar Khan's help. So of all the Steelers that I'm pining after to hang out with, it's now Omar Khan. That's what we've learned
good
here
heavens.
Today.
That's right. TurboTax. He's better than TurboTax.
I can tell you about my tax problems right now, but that's for another time. And that's probably for you and I sitting around with a few beers. But at that point, looks like that's time to wrap it up, I think. After that said, hey, it was a great conversation tonight, Tony. I really appreciate it. Any last comments for our listening public?
Well, I don't think if I had to say one thing to the listening public right now is the Steelers are being sold short because they of what the players that they lost and the players that other teams have gained. But we've been down this road before, and I wouldn't sell the Steelers short. They know how to run their team. They made three solid moves this week, and they're not done with the draft. They're not done with free agency. Things are looking up for the Pittsburgh Steelers, and I wouldn't be surprised if they surprise us all next year with a nice run.
I like that. Now, with that being said, I'm gonna put you on the spot. What are you working on this week for BehindTheSteelCurtain.com? Anything exciting?
Well, I read an article yesterday about I forgot already. I've been so busy with life. I wrote about the whole Josh Harris ridiculous accusation. So that should be coming to an article near you. And I'm going to write some more about Jesse James, Le'Veon Bell, Antonio Brown. I'm sure people will be thrilled with all that. Mark Barron, I have something in mind for him. So I have a lot of good thoughts rolling around in my head. I just have to get around to writing them.
Always good stuff when the name Anthony Adefio is attached to it. Be sure you check it out. Be sure you check out BehindTheSteelCurtain.com, part of SB Nation, for basically all your Pittsburgh Steeler needs. Now, when I'm saying Pittsburgh Steeler needs, I'm talking about commentary, breaking news. I'm talking about a little bit of satire that you hear there and there. I'm talking about polls, flashbacks, some memories, and even sheer idiocy with the byline of Brian Anthony Davis, which when my name's attached, you never know what you're going to get as well. But with that being said, you know, I want to thank you all for hanging out with us on this. I believe this will be a Tuesday when you start listening to it. This is recorded on Monday, but I hope you have a fantastic week. I hope it becomes more and more spring. Wherever you're listening to this, and hope you tune in next week as well. For Tony Defio, for Behind the Steel Curtain, my name is Brian Anthony Davis. You, my friends, have just been hungover. Good night.
It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woo-hooer, a hand clapper, a high-fiver? I kind of like the high-five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At ChumbaCasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino-style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses, so don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void or prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18+.
Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to Chumbacasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18+. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18+.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18+.